What actually was this forbidden practice of transmutation that terrified the Orokin so? At its pinnacle, it was nothing less than the purposeful elevation of consciousness. To the Orokin, prisoners of their endless golden dream, the thought that a person could rise above their station was anathema. Transmutation could turn commoners into kings, or riches into garbage. Worst of all, it could teach people not to be afraid. I have seen a preserved image of Yavis Sel. His scrawlings were not demonic sigils and barbarous texts, but star charts, evolutionary trees, genome structures. Yavi was not defying Lavos with these cryptic daubings in his own blood. He was enlightening him. Not dark sorcery at all, but radiant science. And the snake? A symbol not of corruption, but of healing. Yavi was a teacher. He might have taught millions. Now he had only one student. But that student was attentive.